Life in Fukuoka.
Life in Fukuoka. Life in Fukuoka. This program is brought to you by Fukuoka City.
Good morning, and thank you for listening to Life in Fukuoka on Love FM with me, Colleen. This program is just a short show to share with you tips on how to live in Fukuoka City more comfortably, as well as give you information from the city and things to do when you're out and about. For all of that, make sure you tune in every Monday morning for Life in Fukuoka in English.
Life in Fukuoka.
Did you know that there's a shrine in Fukuoka City, Sawara Ward, called Momiji Hachimangu? As its name suggests, the shrine grounds are filled with many Japanese maple trees, or momiji, and it's revered as a place for safe childbirth, protection of children, and warding off misfortune. This weekend, on Saturday the 29th and Sunday the 30th, the shrine will host its annual Momiji Festival. The vivid red and yellow gradient created by around 100 maple trees, combined with the magical lighting displays, offer a breathtaking blend of traditional and natural beauty. So don't miss this opportunity to visit and enjoy the stunning scenery.
Life in Fukuoka.
Now I have some information from Fukuoka City. First is about World AIDS Day on December 1st. Every year, around the 1st of December, around the world, various events and activities take place to deepen awareness and understanding of AIDS. Even after being infected by HIV, definitive symptoms may not appear for a period of several years sometimes, and so it's believed that there are a number of people who have been infected but will not be diagnosed until the onset of AIDS. By detecting HIV infection early and receiving the appropriate health care and treatment, the onset of AIDS can be delayed. Since there can be a period of several years without any noticeable symptoms, even after infection, it's important to get tested early if you think you're at risk. At the health and welfare centers of each ward, HIV screening is offered. This screening is free of charge and anonymous. Screening is only on certain days, so make sure you check the schedule on the Fukuoka City official website before you go. And, I don't know if you know this, but the red ribbon is a symbol that shows awareness and solidarity with those affected by AIDS. The red ribbon announces to others that you have no prejudice against people affected by AIDS and gives a message that we will not discriminate against those living with AIDS. The red ribbon days are from the 1st to 7th of December, and over this period, the Hakata Port Tower and the Fukuoka Red Brick Culture Museum will be lit up in red in support. So, for World AIDS Day, let's all take the time to learn the correct information about AIDS and how to prevent it. And to continue, I hope this doesn't really need to be said, but dumping oversized garbage and household waste in the mountains, forests, by the seaside, by rivers, on the road, or in parks is illegal. In Fukuoka City, at the end of the year, many people do a big house clean and a lot of garbage is produced. As such, December has been designated as Illegal Dumping Prevention Reinforcement Month. Activities will be undertaken to strengthen measures to prevent the illegal dumping of waste. Fukuoka City has, in cooperation with the police, installed surveillance cameras and warning signs in places where illegal dumping is common and will carry out patrols of those areas. Home appliances like TVs, refrigerators and freezers, washing machines and dryers, air conditioners, and the like are all subject to the home appliance recycling law, and there is a set way to dispose of them. If you're buying replacement appliances, the shop will pick up your old appliance. If the shop will not take the old appliance, ask your local Yamada Denki to pick them up, or request collection from Renet Japan Recycle or SG Moving, disposal companies which have an agreement with the city. Please keep in mind that you will have to cover recycling fees and collection and transportation fees with these companies. Also, when getting rid of your PC, please ask a manufacturer or contact Renet Japan Recycle to collect your PCs. When making a request for the collection of unwanted items from your home, be sure to contact a licensed waste collection and transportation company. Using unlicensed companies can lead to issues such as illegal dumping or unexpectedly high fees, so please avoid using their services. That was information from Fukuoka City. Life in Fukuoka. All right. Thank you for listening to Life in Fukuoka today. I had a lot of information to share, and there is that phone number that you might like to hear again, which you can if you listen to this program's podcast, or you can check out the blog and the contents of this program to get that information. Just go to the Love FM website and look up this program's page. We're also asking for messages from our listeners. Any message is great. Let us know what you think about the show or things you've discovered in Fukuoka. The email address to send to is 761@lovefm.co.jp. Again, that is 761@lovefm.co.jp. I'm looking forward to hearing from you. Have a great day, and I will speak to you again next week.